It's called an AMA, Ask Me Anything. It's a popular type of thread on Reddit. And when former Ohio State basketball player and college basketball writer Mark Titus agreed to be the one answering questions, he didn't think Redditors would really ask him anything.
It's funny because at the time I didn't really think much of it. I mean, I was eating cold pizza in my pajamas, laying in bed, just kind of, you know, listening to music. I saw this question, what makes you happy? And I didn't really give it much thought. I just said, yeah, I'm gonna answer this question honestly.
To answer that question, Titus would reveal something he had kept hidden for a long time. He tells us his story in his own words.
A lot of people thought I should have written an article about it, but that's kind of how depression works. I just assumed no one cared. Like, this is my problem. I'm just going to write it versus like, hey, world, this is what I went through. Don't you guys all think this is interesting? Now that I understand depression and kind of get what it actually is, it started probably when I was a sophomore in high school. I was the quarterback. I was the best basketball player. I was getting great grades in school. I don't know. I just felt like my life was perfect almost. And yet there's this emptiness, this pit of just sadness that was always kind of hanging over me. There would be days where I just didn't want to get out of bed. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to go to basketball practice. I'd sit in school and just sleep all day. I kind of made a name for myself my last 2 years of college. I would write these blogs, you know, about funny things I would do. And then I would just lay in my bed and like cry. And I would say those 2 years, and then probably the 1 or 2 years after, all of it was rock bottom, which is weird because that was the time when I would try to be this guy, just didn't take anything seriously, and I'm just here to have fun and keep the mood light and that sort of thing. It's almost like you don't want the depression to kind of seep through, so you're just building up wall after wall after wall, and you're always trying to be funny, because if you just try to not be funny and just be a normal person, then there's a chance that you'll let something slip and then everyone will know what you're going through. I thought about suicide and the terms of like, why do people commit suicide? I wanted to like understand the thought process behind suicide, but I was never thinking like I'm seriously going to do anything like that. There were times where I put like a belt around my neck just to kind of see what it felt like. And I remember one time just like pulling as hard as I could. And then I just fell to the ground and just started crying. And I cried for probably an hour, fell asleep in that position on my floor in my bedroom, woke up the next morning and went to basketball practice and was telling jokes in the locker room and trying to make everyone laugh. The worst part about going through depression for me was that I knew exactly what was going on. I knew every day I'd wake up, I'd say, you have to do something about this. And then I just couldn't do it. You don't fully get it until you live it, how paralyzing it is. And in my mind, I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Get out of bed. Come on, we got to do this. But then the other part of me is like, no, what's the point? This is all stupid. Life is stupid. Just lay here and cry. The way I kind of pulled myself out of it was I got a spark, and that spark was Robin Williams committing suicide. And I'll never forget where I was. I was just scrolling through my phone. I saw Robin Williams trending. I was like, oh, has he got a new movie coming out? Is he, you know, did he do a funny interview or what? And I clicked on it and it said he was dead and it was suicide. And I just froze. A lot of people took it as, okay, this guy has all this money and fame and all these great things and he's still depressed. What hope is there for me? I took it the other way, that I was kind of waiting on something to come. I was waiting on, you know, maybe if my career goes a little bit better, maybe if I make more money, maybe if my wife and I can have some kids, I don't know, anything, just something to happen to my life to make it better, to pull me out. And then I looked at him and I said, wait a second, he had all those things that I was waiting on and he still didn't overcome this. So it was kind of a wake-up call that I needed to do something. I got motivated, and that next day, I woke up at 9 o'clock and I felt like that was a huge accomplishment. And then the next day, like, I would vacuum the carpet in my living room. And these are like just tiny things that to a normal person, they're like, that's your day. That's a full day. And to me, I was like, oh my God, I just ruled the world. I conquered the world today by vacuuming my dining room or something. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And I started to exercise more and discover passions in my life. In my head, I would have like a checklist of, was today a good day or a bad day? I wanted to make sure I never had two bad days in a row. I could just tell when I would go to bed, like, was today a good day or a bad day? Okay, it was a bad day. Tomorrow, I have to make sure, no matter what, it's a good day. But I cannot, under any circumstances, have two bad days in a row. At this point, just being alive makes me happy. Just my wife makes me happy. Honestly, my dogs make me happy. That's the real answer. I have two golden retrievers. My oldest one, I'm about to cry talking about him. He's my guardian angel, man. Like I'm sorry that I'm breaking up, but he came into my life like at the perfect time, because it was right when I was getting ready to graduate college, and I didn't know what was coming. I didn't know that I was going to get married way too soon. I didn't know my wife and I were going to have problems. I didn't know like I was going to hit like another rock bottom. There were all these things that happened in my life, and honestly, my dog was just like right there for all of it. And in my darkest days, when I would be sleeping in until 4 p.m. or something, he would be cuddling right there with me. I've kind of taken a step back and just hit a reset button on life. It's almost like all of my senses have been numb for so long. And now suddenly I can see and I can feel and I can smell. And so it's just kind of overwhelming to take all this stuff in when I just never really saw the world before. I haven't really beat depression. I don't think you ever really beat depression. I think I know what I need to do to subdue my depression. For people that know someone who's going through depression, certainly try to help, but don't try to overdo it. Just be there, and that's really all you can do.
Mark Titus is the author of Don't Put Me in, Coach. Our story was produced by Zoe Sobel.